Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Shkolim 21. The Gemara asks, after using a part of the Mishnah to explain a difficulty raised in a different Mishnah, stated that if coins are found equidistant between nests and Ola pigeons, they fall into Ola pigeons. The Gemara asks, with what will this woman achieve atonement? Rav Yitzchak answers on the basis of the Mishnah, it's an advanced stipulation of the court that the one who supplies this pair supplies replacements for the disqualified or lost ones. Notes pointing out, although the money in question was placed in Ola pigeons, the temple supplier of birds indeed provided a corresponding bird chatas, which was offered out of doubt to cover the possibility that the money had indeed originated from nests, was needed to gain a bird chatas atonement as well for the woman who had deposited it there. The point being, sometimes we have to adhere to the stipulations of the court, even though it doesn't make sense to us. And sometimes we have to replace something which was gone in our own lives. What can we do to replace a passion that's no longer there? What can we do to replace an activity that's no longer there? If something really spoke to us in the past but does not, what could we do instead? We used to love X, Y, or Z. We used to love Moser, but now not. So try Tanakh. We used to love Tanakh a lot, and now a little less. Try Halacha. Try something else. There's so many things in Halacha. There's so many things in the Torah, so many things in our way of life that we could look out to, we could reach to. It's so easy to find someone. Also to realize sometimes we don't always understand everything, especially from Hashem, especially from His agents in the courts, but realize everything comes from Hashem. Everything is good that comes from Hashem. So replace different elements of your life if it's not working for you in a Torah way, in mitzvot, chesed way, and do what you can to understand that everything always comes from Hashem. Join us next time as we talk Shkolim 22 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.